So that's a brief statement over here. He says, "Yotzei menu ruach la'onso." If the ruach came out la'onso, there was in the Simon Gimel, the person was making a decision to release the gas because he couldn't control it or not. But if it actually came out without him, so he didn't have time to step away. So then the law is just mamta nachiyach lehareach umasal mimakom shaposak. So he pauses in the middle of his davening till the smell dissipates. And then he just continues davening from the place where he was. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha or the beginning of Shemone Esrei, etc. And this is even true. In the parentheses, he points out, "B'simen kuf gimel b'magen avram sekat nalav kasad afilo shah k'nei ligmar es kula ein tzarich la'asa l'rosh." Even if the pause was equivalent time it would take for a person normally to finish all the Shemone Esrei from beginning to end, and we've seen multiple times that that constitutes an interruption in Shemone Esrei, which would normally be mechai of the person to be to go back to the beginning. So the Magen Rambam is saying that over here that that's not true. The Magen Rambam says that's not true, because if the person would want, he could start davening right away. So the Chayyadim says, "I don't understand." Mitzarchi and Shrei calls man shalakol areich osalis bavel. As long as the smell is there, he's not allowed to daven. So what do you mean? If he, any moment he wants, he can start davening again. Kizim esayv siman ayin tes because of our moakan lehedya bago shulchan aruch. So maybe the Magen Rambam only means the following. And if the reason why he paused longer than the time it takes the Zavon Shemone Esrei is because of the smell and the time it takes to dissipate, so that would be considered an oneness and the person would have to go back to the beginning. If, however, the pause was not due solely to that, there was other considerations, and those other considerations are not halachically binding that a person would be ushered to daven. So if that's the reason why he paused that long, so even though he did pause that long, a person is not going to be have a halachic requirement to going back to the beginning of that situation. Okay, Simon Hay and Simon Vov are not very common, and therefore I'm going to skip them. A person does have some type of an impairment, a health impairment, so where he has difficulty controlling his meraglayim, so that's what he's dealing with in Simon Hay and Simon Vov. And a person should be asking a halachic shaila from his competent rav. Meanwhile, let's skip to Simon Zion. So nearly the intina tina basic nesses bumbem satvila. So we have a situation where a child, a young child, will relieve himself and cause a situation where people are not allowed to daven. So the first situation was if the child would actually physically release some waste onto the floor of the Beis HaKnesses, so you have to cover it. The law is that Soya, the Torah says, "Veshavta b'kisisa esei osecho," that when a person has the tzoya, that which comes out of his body, the lashon of tzoya, tzeis, that which comes out of the body, referring to the waste. So the Torah says that you should cover it. So the halacha says if it's covered, that is sufficient. Now that halacha that is sufficient is only if it's covered, if it doesn't smell. So in a situation where a child has on a diaper, even if the child will actually leave himself into the diaper, as long as the diaper can act as the covering for the tzoya. However, if the tzoya has a smell to it, and you can smell it even though the diaper is on, that's equivalent in Allah as if it wasn't covered, because its presence is being made known beyond the covering due to the smell. In a situation where there's no smell, you would cover it. And also the hafsika filos is mukaimoi. So you just cover it, you do not move, you cover the soya even, and you stay where you are. If he doesn't have what to cover it with, or there's a smell, when in the case of there's a smell, covering is not sufficient. or Yetzer the Bayez Acher. So he will have to move away. And the distance he has to move away is as far as the smell extends. And then beyond that, another four amos. So we said within Dalet Amos is considered the same Makom. So davening within Dalet Amos, where the smell is if you're davening where the smell is, which is where the Tzoya is in Halacha. The Tzoya is spreading its presence over a large area due to the smell. So within Dalet Amos of that, it's still going to be a problem. He'd have to figure out where the smell ends, then move another Dalet Amos, and then he's allowed to continue davening. So he has to step away in the middle of Shonesi to do that. We're going to allow him in that situation. It's not clear where that is. He just leave the room totally and go somewhere else. Okay. The next thing we'll deal with, what about other people which are not necessarily aware of what's happening? Does he have a responsibility to inform them during the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Have a good day.